Coming, coming. Holy shit. I almost bit through my t-shirt holding it up. Your hand chops are amazing. You know that? Thank you. Well, I know you wanted it, but at the end of the day, I was still the one being pleasured. Come here. That was intense. Thank you. I wish I could lay here with you in my arms forever. Yeah. I love you. So, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to get to class. I don't wanna miss it. Yeah, you're gonna have to go, I'm sorry. Let's get dressed, okay? You want help with your hoodie, cutie? There you go. God, you smell so amazing. You leaving is always the hardest part, isn't it? I'm sorry you have to go. You know what? Let me make it up to you. How about I take you out tonight? On a date? Grab some dinner together? What do you say? You'd like that? Alright. Let's meet up back here in my dorm at around 7. That sound okay? Okay. I'll see you then, cutie. No, so like, eventually neither of us ended up knocking. Well, the thing is, it's super scary as a 10-year-old to be in front of a room full of teachers. So your brother and I just ended up going back to our classroom, pretending that we did hand over the notes. But in reality, we just shove it under the door. And that's kind of how we got in trouble, because they never ended up receiving what they had to receive. I still don't really know what the note was about, but it must have been important, because we got in serious trouble for it. Me and your brother always got ourselves into these stupid little adventures. It was awesome. And we're here. Back at your house. Well, I guess this is goodnight. I really enjoyed our date. Thank you for coming with me. I love you. Sleep tight. Cutie pie, I'm afraid you're gonna have to let go of me now. Huh? You want me to come inside again? I don't think that's such a great idea. Your parents and your brother, they're at home, right? Listen, I wish I could come with you, but I don't want them seeing me with you like this. Okay, I don't think I'm ready for that yet. Huh? To the pool house again? Well, yeah. I mean, last time we sat there, it was pretty damn romantic, and your parents and brother didn't witness a thing. Maybe I'll come and join you there for a little bit. Is that okay? Okay, let's go. Let's just sneak to your backyard. Wow, I forgot how comfy this place was. Just feels so pleasant. Just feels so nice being here with you. Do you want to cuddle up closer to me? I know you do. You're such a little treasure, you know that. You're my little treasure. What? You're looking at me with these eyes again. What do you want from me this time, little monster? Huh? Why have I never called you baby before? I don't know. Maybe I'm not super comfy with it yet. Well, yeah, it's kind of true. I am comfy with saying I love you, but I don't know. I feel a bit weird calling you baby. I don't know why. It's just that in my mind, we're still kind of doing something we're not allowed to do. I know that we're both adults now, and that it's okay to be in love, but it's just... Can I tell you something? So, what is bothering me is that I don't know how to tell your parents or your brother that, like, I don't know how to come out to them, and I don't know how to tell them that we're dating at all. I don't know. I feel so anxious thinking about it. I know he'll be accepting of me being fruity and stuff, but it may seem to him that I've only been his friend to get to you or something. Well, yeah, obviously we've been friends since childhood, but yeah, I guess you're right. But what about your parents? Have you even come out to them? I don't think so, right? Maybe you should tell them that you're gay, and also tell them that we're dating at the same time. That might be most easy. Then it's just out, you know? No more secrets and no more cropping up stuff and keeping it to yourself. I just don't know if I want to be there with you or not. I feel like since you're the boy I love and we're dating and... Yeah, yes, you are my boyfriend. Sorry. Since you're my boyfriend, I feel like I have to be there for you. But if you want that, of course, if you want to do it by yourself, that's okay. You want me there? Huh. Okay. So, when do you think you're gonna do it? I mean, we're gonna do it. Coming out and being honest with your parents and your brother. Yeah, I suppose you're right. The earlier the better, huh? Anyways, let's just not think about it too much. The time will come when the time comes. Up until then, it's just you and I. Nobody has to know about us. And yes, you are my boyfriend. I'm sorry I have trouble calling you that. It's just a bit new to me still as well. But I want you to know that no matter how much backlash we get it from your family, and no matter how difficult it is to come to terms with my own sexuality. I love you, okay? I really love you. And we've been doing so great the past few weeks, and I'm just scared of losing you. But I know I won't. Because you love me too, right? I love you. It's getting quite cold, huh? Here, I'll give you my jacket. Shut up, let me do it. I want to be romantic. There you go. Now you're all nice and warm and comfy again. Well, it's okay. I can handle the cold as long as I'm with you. You make all the cold disappear. That's your superpower. I'm not being quirky, I'm being honest. I don't know how you do it, but you're doing it. I love you. What? Oh, sorry. I'm blushing again, huh? After all that happened, I still kind of get nervous around you. You're just the cutest. What? The pool house. You want to get into that dusty old place you keep for storage? You cleaned it up? Really? Well, in that case, that's definitely something I'd like to see. Let's get inside. wait. Let me carry you inside. Come on, I want to. Oh, you're heavy. Sorry. Whoa. Dude, it's super comfy. You hung up lights here? Oh my god, there's heating, cute lights, a sofa, blankets. Is that a champagne bottle? I'm just very surprised. You had a feeling that the night wouldn't just end after our date, huh? That's some real thinking in advance. Let's sit down. It's a bit squeaky though. That's okay. It's comfy at least. This is so nice. Just having our own little place to hang out in and being all romantic. We should have date nights in the pool house more often. Why are you always sitting so far away? Come closer. I'm not gonna keep telling you. I'm just gonna pull you closer if you're not careful. Hey, what if we use this comfy sofa for other things? Is that a yes? Good. I kinda want this night to be just as memorable as last time we were around the pool. Well, we had our first kiss here, and then we went upstairs to your bedroom, and you know, you remember what happened then. You were there, experiencing it firsthand. But let me share something with you. This time, I feel way more confident. And I picked up a thing or two. Just let me show you. I promise, you've never felt something like this before. Would you allow me to show it to you? Okay, cutie. You better prepare for the night of your life. Lay down for me. You heard me. Lay down for me. I'm going to take charge of you. And you'll listen to my commands. As I told you, I've gotten a little more confident since last time. I just want to try dominating you. Come on. It'll be so much fun. And like I said, I might surprise you with some stuff. So, be a good boy and lay down on your back on the sofa. Let's put a blanket over us. Take off your shirt. Come on. And all the rest too. I don't want to see you wearing. Not me. You ready? First, I'm gonna make you feel good by kissing you all over, and then you'll see. Did I tell you can touch me? No, cutie. Keep your hands to yourself. Maybe it's easier if I hold down your hands. When you say so, it keeps you in line and helps you remember that I'm in charge. Yeah, I'm turned on, aren't you? Now we're getting to the fun parts. Your belly. Such a nice, soft belly. You didn't expect that? Well, I'm glad you like it. Come on. Put up your legs. I said, put up your legs. Attaboy. What do we have here? A nice little boy pussy. I love it. Love the way you're shivering. Do you have any condoms here? You really thought of everything, huh? Got loop too? Yeah. Why am I even asking? Hey, look at me. I want eye contact, okay? I'm gonna defile you. You wanna be kissed? Okay. Think you're ready? Okay. What? Not fast enough for you. You want to see fast? You know what? I bet we can make as much noise as we want here, huh? Yeah? Then I want to do something to you. Uh-huh. Hold on to my back with your arms and wrap your legs around my hips right now. Come on. I'm taking you to the wall. I wanna fuck you against the wall of this shed. Okay, I'm gonna breed here against this wall. I told you I got stronger and more confident. Yeah, I can handle your weight. It's okay. I'll just push you really hard and hold you up. You ready? That was round one. I'm not done with you yet. Huh. Hold on. Grab onto me again. Let's head back to the couch. One last round. Yeah. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. Coming. can I pull out? Kissing first. Okay. Sweating so fucking much. Did you like that? What part did you like more? Me blasting a fat nut inside you twice while fucking you against the wall, or me pounding my cock inside you in the mating grip position on the couch? You liked both. Me too. We should do more of that. You're absolutely adorable. I'm gonna pull out now. Look at that condom. It's so fucking full. Where should I put it? You want to keep it? Are you serious? To do what with? Listen, you don't have to keep the dirty condom. You'll get lots more of my cum soon enough, cutie. So, how about we cuddle and open that bottle of champagne, huh?